Today we are going to talk about the devil's tobacco, and I hope you listen to the upside first today. I always feel like you can't go in opposite order. You got to start with them nice and friendly, and then you come over here. We're like, what? the devil's tobacco is the topic. And back in 2011, we threw the topic out there saying, anybody ever had to explain the devil's tobacco to their kid? And they did, and these stories were epic, and you're going to get them today on the show.
Hi, my name's Kramer, and I am proud to admit that I am a mama's boy.
You're not just any mama's boy. You're a certified mama's boy. And this is the Certified Mama's Boy Podcast.
Welcome to this podcast. If you are brand new, we are a podcast that doesn't always talk about marijuana. Not really a lot, much at all. So if you're just tuning in for the first time and you're like, what? How is this podcast the number one podcast in the country? It's not for smut like this. We're based on three principles. Live, laugh, love your mom. That means we live our lives out loud. We laugh a lot and we love my mom, my co-host, Nancy Yancey. Hi, Mom.
Hi, honey.
Okay, how many days away are we from the big surprise? Like, when do we think it's going to be revealed? In case you weren't here yesterday, my mom said they've got a family secret that she can't reveal yet. And it's kind of been in the back of my head. My friend Abby texted me today and she said, I think it's like a trip to Europe. And I was that would be the absolute worst thing in the world. Like the last time this family, well, there's two times I can think of. Last time this family took a family trip, it was the one to California?
No, it's our anniversary.
Well, before – even that was messy. But like every family trip is just messy. It's messy. It's always messy. Yeah. It's not good. So I'm really hoping that's not it, because I will not be going on a family European vacation where I can't leave.
Okay. Let me relieve your mind and just tell you that's not it.
Okay. I think I know what it is. I think because sometimes I just have premonitions, and I feel like I do have like psychic abilities. I promise you, things just come to me, and I feel like I know what they are.
No.
But I promise you, I'm going to tell you what it is in a second. But don't tell me if it's right or wrong. But I'm going to make my final guess before you reveal it. But I'm trying to figure out when you will reveal it first. Do you think?
Oh, I think by this time next week we should know something definite that we can share.
I know 100% what it is.
Okay.
If I get it right, will you tell me it's right?
Yes.
Okay. But if not, then we'll drop it till next week.
Yes.
I think you guys are getting a dog.
A dog? No.
Oh, okay.
No.
I was literally sitting here. Sometimes I feel like I'm psychic. You ever feel like you're psychic and then you kind of lean into it and you're like, I'm pretty sure. I was sitting here and I was like, I know what it is. I have a premonition that you guys are going to get a dog. And I think that'd be great. That'd be great for you guys to have
Honey,
a dog.
Do you know how OCD your dad is with a dog?
I know. It'd be bad for you, but good for me.
It'd be terrible.
But good for me.
So we
not
love
a dog.
Our grand dogs and we love them to come visit, but no Nancy Jim dogs. We're done.
So at time of recording, I haven't asked the certified fans page yet. I always forget how terrible it is getting back into the new year. Mm-hmm. And then when you have COVID for a week on top of it, it's like super bad. You know what I mean? So I'm going to ask certified fans so if they can figure out what they think this family mystery is that's plaguing my mind right now. So we'll
you're probably gonna be so bummed when you find out what it is.
I thought a dog would have been it, but I didn't think it was a family trip. But like it's not a new car. I just don't know what it could be. I have no idea. You guys getting divorced? Don't tell me. We'll figure out. Okay. This time next week. Because don't get divorced. I cannot explain to dad. Like, you have to help him set up the microphone setup. So without that, like, if you guys get divorced, there's no way he's coming back on this podcast. There's no way he'll be able to figure it out by himself. So that'll be the end of him. How excited was dad 1 to 10 about the University of Georgia winning whatever championship, blah, blah, blah?
Oh, my gosh.
Shout out, by the way, to all of our Atlanta and Georgia listeners. We have a bunch.
Yes.
And congratulations on your second championship in the last couple of months. Braves won. Was it Braves won the World Series? Yeah, Braves won the World Series. And then the University of Georgia Bulldogs won
the
some
SEC
kind
division,
of
division. And then the national
championship. Don't say it casually like you know. Yeah. Don't say it.
Yeah.
You know about it much about sports as I do.
This is
don't
a true
say it so
statement.
Casually. Like, you know, like I don't, because I don't know. I'm not sure. It's something. Do you have any idea? What is SEC? Do you know what that stands for, Mom? Come on.
Southeastern Conference.
Wow. Okay. I'm impressed. You know more than I do.
I think that's it.
Mm-hmm. I've heard SEC, but I have no idea what it actually it stands for.
Now, maybe wrong, all. But I think that's it. I'm just guessing.
Well, explain to me how last, it technically would have been, I guess, 2 nights ago now, because I think it happened around midnight on Monday night going into Tuesday, because when I woke up, that's when most things were getting posted. It was about 3 hours ago, and I get up at like, you know, 3:30.
Yeah.
So, how did the night go?
Oh my goodness.
Honestly, I don't want to get him on right now.
No, you don't. Yeah. He has talked about nothing else nonstop.
Yeah, I'm sure.
To anyone who will listen, he has been on the phone all day. He's talked to me all day, even though he knows I'm really not listening to most of it. He just keeps talking about it. He's so excited.
Yeah.
Well, here's my version of it. So I watched it with him until halftime. And then I was so tired. I said, I have to go to bed. So I went to bed. And then at some point he said it was 19-18. I was like, I'm going to bed. I think that may be at the half. Then I woke up and the game was still on. And of course, he had his headset on. He was being really quiet. And I looked over and it was 5 minutes until the end of the game. And I said, oh my God, look at that. It was like 32-19 or whatever the final score was. He said, you just won't believe how crazy this has been. I was like, okay, just calm down. But
and what time is it at this point?
Last 5 minutes. I don't know. This must have been around 11:30 or so.
Okay.
So we watched the last 5 minutes together, and of course they won, and it really was fantastic. And then we watched another half hour or so of the celebrations and all of that. But yeah, it's really great for Georgia and all the Georgia fans. And
yeah, it's been a big year for you guys. I feel like it puts an extreme amount of pressure on the Falcons right now. One of my predictions for the year, though, was the Falcons are going to win the Super Bowl. I don't even know if they're in the running for the Super Bowl anymore. Are they still in? Do you know?
I have no idea.
We don't know. This is the worst. If you're coming to this podcast looking for sports commentary, it's the absolute probably worst. How many podcasts are there now? 2 million podcasts. And I think that
1.5 are sports.
Yeah, and they're all done really well. And there's me and my mom just fumbling over what SEC actually stands for. You know, I don't know. I'm not sure. But anyway, Georgia fans, I know it's super exciting when your team wins. Ravens got knocked out of the playoff potential over the weekend. And so it was a bummer. This city really gets behind that thing. So everybody's really bummed this week. But so congratulations to all of our Georgia fans.
Yeah.
It's been a big year for most of our big cities that listen. Georgia had a really big year. San Diego had a great baseball season this year. Isn't it? Phoenix had something really big basketball wise. And I don't remember what it was now.
Okay.
So, it's been a pretty good sports year
I ought to start getting into it.
I don't have time for it. I've never found interest in sports. My parents tried so hard to make me like sports.
Because
when you live in the South.
Not your
parents. I don't know. I don't know what happened behind the scenes over there. But I just know that every year you guys were trying to get me into another sport that I just did not want to be a part of.
We just thought we should expose you to everyone. And then if you wanted to continue it, fine. If you didn't, fine.
Yeah. It was not – none of them were good. I just didn't. And then I got into acting and I was like, this is like what I want to do. I just want to perform for people. So here we are still performing.
Still performing.
Some sense or another. Okay, I've got an addition. We have a segment we haven't done in quite some time before we do our mom tent called My Crappy Apartment. And if you have listened to this podcast for a long time, then you know that when I moved into my apartment here in Baltimore, that like everything went wrong. Like nothing worked. Like literally, like they spent the first probably 9 months that I lived here, coming up about a year and a half, just trying to fix this place. I mean, it was a stove. It was the sink. It was the tub. It was the fan. The water thing was broke. I mean, every week there was something new that was broken in this place. But honestly, it's been pretty quiet for the last couple of months. Yeah. I'm going to tell you why I'm pretty sure I have a undiagnosed case of OCD. Mm-hmm. And one thing that really gets my OCD going, and one thing that I hate, well, it's not even, honestly, when I owned a house, it honestly, I think got a little bit worse. And honestly, my OCD is better when I don't eat gluten, which I know sounds stupid, but it's mm-hmm. but it's still like part of my being. Mm-hmm. I started to get obsessed and overanalyze and get anxious over certain things when it comes to the home. Mm-hmm. And when anything is broken, not working, I'm afraid is wrong, especially when I was doing the remodel of my house in San Diego. I was in constant, because I hired a guy kind of on the cheap to do it. Mm-hmm. And I was always afraid something was going to break. I went through this really weird phase where I would, after the house was done, the renovations were done, I would literally walk around the house and like look for cracks in the walls. Did I ever tell you this, Mom?
No.
I would like look for cracks in the walls because I was afraid the foundation of the house was messed up. And so I would literally walk around the house analyzing the cracks to see like if any movement had happened. I know it's terrible. My brain's the worst. But like I get really OCD and like really hung up on things. One thing recently that's happened is the floor. I have, Mom, what kind of floor do I have in this apartment?
It's a laminate.
And it's like peeling apart.
Yeah.
It's probably got to be what, 20 years old, I think. I think this place is built about 20 years ago.
Probably.
And like it's starting to peel up and I'm like coming apart like from the fake wood part and the plastic part above it. Uh-huh. And so every time that I see like a new peel that I think is new that wasn't there before, I was like, I'm always like, is that peeling up? Like, is that, are they going to get me on my security deposit for this? Oh. I literally get like this super anxious. I got a new one though that I for sure, unless somebody has an answer on this podcast. And that's what I love about this community is because we all have an answer. We all know somebody that knows somebody that can like answer a question for us.
We're
right?
Very resourceful.
So I actually just walked into the bathroom a couple of seconds ago and I had bought this. It's like a wood. Well, it's a bath set. Okay. It had like, it was like a Christmas bath set that I bought for myself and it had, little bath bombs.
Yeah.
And it had, on the other side, it had the Epsom salt. Okay. So two little containers that sat on a tray. Yeah. And this tray was like a wood, you know, some cheap wood. You know, the whole set was like $10, nothing expensive.
Yeah.
And I'd sat it on the side of the bathtub, which happens to be, I think, granite. I'm not sure, but I'm pretty sure it's granite. I don't know stone. I don't know any of this stuff, y'all. I'm just trying my best out here. So the cleaners came today and I realized they had moved the tray over a little bit and there's a giant brown stain on the stone where the bath is.
Oh.
And my OCD anxiety is going crazy right now. Like super crazy. Because y'all know I don't have skills of any sorts. Like I'm sure most guys near 40 are like, oh yeah, I just got to go get my saw out and I'll go in there and blah, 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 blah. You know, like,
I'll get my
tool by four and go in there and hammer it away. Like, I'm not a resourceful human and I don't really know what you do when you have a stain in a stone. I've like sat there and I rubbed it with my hand for a couple of seconds. I'm like, well, this ain't working. But then I'm scared to put like a bleach on it because I don't know how that's going to affect the stone. Mom, do you have any idea? This is such a boring topic, but I have to bring this up because my OCD is going nuts over it. Do you have any idea how to get stone, like a stain out of stone?
Some people say vinegar, but you know, YouTube has the answer for everything.
I hope so. I know someone's got the answer. So if you want to help me, and you will get the whole show dedicated to you. You have the answer. Okay. You can call 888 Kramer eggs until that stain is gone. I will obsess over it and I will have an anxiety attack every time I walk by it until that stain is gone. Okay. So 888 Kramer 8. All right. Let's get into our mom tent for today. It's a Wednesday. So we do mom tent. This is my mom's content. When we first started, she was, trying to bring a bunch of content to the show. I'm like, Mom, I just need to talk about your life. And then she'd show up with like 8 articles about some nonsense. And I was like, I just want you to tell me how your day is going. That's it.
Well, life's not very interesting, especially during COVID.
We move it to, I just talked about a stain in my stone. Like, it's not like my life's much more interesting.
Well, this is true. Okay.
You know, I'm just a weirdo to freak out about it. Most people are like, oh yeah, whatever. But me, I'm like, huh. Like I just lost my whole security deposit. What am I going to do? Oh, God. Okay. So my mom, I say once a week, bring something, your favorite thing you saw from the internet this week, and let's share it with something that we do called Mom Tent. Let's do it.
Okay. This may make you even more OCD. This is 16 everyday items dirtier than a toilet seat.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy.
We're going to do 5, probably.
All right. We'll put it in the show
16's
notes.
A lot. Yeah. Yeah.
You can link to the rest of them. I didn't say I wanted to do 16. I'm just saying there are 16 here in this article.
Okay. Give me the ones that surprised you. How about that? Oh. Not the ones that you're like, yeah, obviously, but the ones that you read that you were like, wow, that's something that I use all the time. I wouldn't think about it.
Oh.
All right. Dirtier than your toilet seat.
Okay. One thing is your clean laundry. A load of underwear will transfer at least 100 million E. coli bacteria to the washing machine, which becomes a breeding ground that can contaminate other clothing.
Interesting.
So you're supposed to wash your underwear separately from your clothes.
Do you do that?
No, I do not.
We talked a while ago about who separates their lights and their darks,
yeah,
and I don't
do that.
But I know if most adults were also separating their damn underwear too. That sounds like a lot of work.
Yeah.
A lot of work.
Yeah. And then here's one thing that Jim and I really started paying attention to after COVID was our smartphones and our tablets.
Oh, yeah. I know.
You know, they're really nasty. And we got these little wipes from Amazon and we clean our phones with them. We don't really clean our keyboards, though, but we should. We really should because there's a lot of junk on it.
I've been speaking of OCD. I've been super OCD recently about. I just got a can. I think it's probably the very first time I've ever bought this. I bought a can of Lysol. Post COVID, because for some reason I'm afraid I'm going to like infect myself again or something. Because I'm like, who? No one else is here, so I've been like scrubbing this place down.
Yeah.
like I've been spraying the most nonsensical items because I'm like. It might have COVID on it. It might have COVID on it.
I know. We're all sort of alarmed again. Here's another one that I think we're careless about, and that's your pet food bowls.
Oh, God.
You know, you should watch those.
Honest to God, I can't tell you the last time I cleaned out Kiki's bowl.
I know. A lot of us
do
that.
What about for the dogs when they come up too? Because my brother has a dog and my sister now has a dog and they come up. But we'll focus on my brother's dog.
Yeah.
Like when's the last time you cleaned out the bowl that you guys have at that house?
Oh, I clean that out every time I feed them.
Oh, wow. Okay. I don't do that at all.
Yeah, I know.
Is that typical though? Do y'all do that?
Most people don't do that. I think they keep using it over and over and over again. And that's probably what we did with our dogs growing up too. And here's one, but I want to tell you a little story with this one. Is carpet's so nasty.
Oh, I know.
Carpet's so nasty.
I honestly don't even want to think about it. I'm trying to get better. And by the way, talk about like being a good adult. I have so much, what's the word? Respect. And like, I tip my hat to you. If you're an adult, and Jess does this, and I was like really impressed by this. And maybe most people do, but I don't take my shoes off when I come in the house.
No, I don't either. I wish we had started that.
But we don't do – and I guess, you know, I don't take them off. And then I think about it. Now, one thing I'm trying to get better about, it's like one step below taking your shoes off when you come in the house, is I'm trying to at least stay on my cheap laminate floors that are falling apart. With shoes, like if I step in my bedroom, which has carpet, I try to like think about it, but I'm probably 50% at best when it comes to that.
Yeah. Your dad and I tried that for a while, but we weren't very good at it.
Yeah.
But I'll tell you something creepy though. You know, Brian has this,
my brother, yeah.
has this wonderful wool shag rug. And I'm not a big fan of shag, but this one was really nice that he's had for, I don't know, maybe 15 years. And it got moths in it. Moths ate his rug and they had to throw it away.
Because it wasn't cleaned enough?
No, I don't know. I mean, moths eat wool. It was wool.
Oh, are you saying moths?
M-O-T-H. Moth.
Oh.
Moth.
With your country accent, it sounded like you were saying moths.
My country. I prefer to have a southern accent, please.
Did anyone else hear moss? So I heard moss. And I'm like, moss?
Moth.
Like, did it mold? And then moths. Okay. Whoa. Okay. Got it.
Yeah, that was bad. Okay. So they had to toss the whole thing out. So sad. We paid several thousand dollars for that. Here's another thing we forget about, our faucet handles. Like, we should just keep wipes around every day, clean off our faucet
handles. Your hands just constantly go to it. Yeah. All right. Give me one more.
Okay. This is one thing I think for us women, we really need. Some guys carry bags too. Your purse. Your purses and handbags.
Gross.
Keep them off the ground. And if you carry a cloth bag, you know, clean that as you can and use disinfectant wipes. And I tell you, when I go into a restroom, I put my phone inside my bag and I zip it up. Before I go
because
in that
you don't
restroom.
Even want to, I know.
No. You know how many germs we get from the toilet? I mean, these things are nastier than toilet seat, but we get a lot of germs from the spray.
Well, this episode has not been good for my OCD.
I know
it's not.
It hasn't.
Like, this has been a trigger. I need to put a trigger warning on this episode because I feel like if you have germ OCD, this has been like, or any kind of OCD, this has probably been the absolute worst episode for you to listen to. Now I'm over here like, grab the Lysol, spray everything down.
I know.
All right. There you go. Mom tent. And we'll put the rest in the show notes if you want to go read some more on this.
Yep, just saying.
All right. Time for our quote for today, Mom.
This is from Guru Singh. If you attach to the negative behavior of others, it brings you down to their level. Now, all of us that listen to this podcast on a regular basis know this, but we need to remember that because we get entangled with negative people all the time, and it's so easy to get sucked in to their negativity. And we have just got to remember that that is their crap and to rise above it and move on from those people.
Well, that's like what I've been doing this, like the last, I would say 2021, because I just started just going through and cleaning house. And I will say it's a lot easier to clean house when you move.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
That is a benefit because you bring the people that you want. Everybody else can kind of just fade away.
Yeah.
But I, like I feel like I see it happen at work a lot. And it doesn't matter. It's not even what station I've worked at, but it's like if somebody comes in and starts like saying something negative, it kind of just spreads throughout the show.
Oh,
and everybody's kind of saying something negative about that situation where I may not even felt that negative before, but then all of a sudden I feel kind of negative about it, you know?
Yes. Yeah. It's contagious.
Yeah.
It's terrible.
Yeah.
It is such a nasty thing that just sucks us dry.
Yeah.
And we just have to remember that when we start getting into that, to pull ourselves out of it before we get entangled in it.
Right. Oof. Yeah, absolutely. But it's hard though. It's hard.
It is hard.
You know? Because
it's very hard.
It's easy to get it's just there. It's like a moss.
Yeah.
You might say. Once it starts growing, you lose your rug. And your rug is your sanity. In this analogy. So
yes, it devours you like a moth.
Yes, like a moth or moss. Depends on does moss destroy things? I don't think it does.
Moss?
It doesn't. We're not quite sure.
No, moss is wonderful. I wish I had it all over my yard. I love it.
Okay. Well, there we go. I don't have no idea how we get back to this. But anyway, we did. All right. We're going to get to a moment in Kramer history in just a couple of seconds. Thank you for everyone, by the way, that's already checked out Dunn. Dunn is a newest sponsor of the show. Dunn has set out on a mission to make ADHD care more affordable and accessible for everyone. You know that mental health is a big deal with this podcast, and we really focus a lot on it. But one thing that I felt like we were kind of lacking on is ADHD. And what do you do with that, right? So Dunn wants to like increase the awareness of adult ADHD and how underdiagnosed it is. Like I think a lot of us blow it off as scatterbrained and like our productivity drops, but you don't have to be like that. You realize that, right? Like that's not how it has to go. And with Dunn, they actually can break the stigma and motivate people to have real conversations about the mental health and ADHD, most importantly, empowering those that are struggling to find help. Because you may be like, what do I do with this? It's almost like people that have anxiety and are so used to having anxiety, they just deal with it and they're like, mm-hmm. whatever. But you realize with anxiety, ADHD, with all of these mental health things, you don't have to live with them anymore. There's so many different ways. And Dunn, literally, that's what they do. They specialize in treating adult ADHD and operate with a patient-first philosophy. All they do is focus on adult ADHD. That's it. 40% of their patients have claimed to notice symptom improvements the very first month they start the service. It really is cool. I think that you're going to like it. So what I'm asking you to do is like just go take this quiz and see if maybe you do have adult ADHD. And then you can go from there. And the quiz, by the way, is absolutely free. And we've decided on this podcast, my mom and I both probably do, especially from yesterday's episode. I think my mom and I both realized that she has it. Mom, what are you doing right now? You're not focusing on this commercial, are you? No.
Not really.
Yeah. See? She's over here.
I've kind of moved on.
I'm going to go through the treatment process as well, so I can kind of talk about it with you. And so it was really cool for Certified Mama's Boy listeners. You get 50% off your initial appointment, and that is a big savings. So go take it. Let's just maybe find out. Are you just scatterbrained, or do you have adult ADHD? And then how can we go from there to help with treatment? Dunn is awesome. So do this. Text the word Dunn, D-O-N-E, to 888-Kramer-8. Dunn. To 888-Kramer-8. You can also go on the show notes, get a link over there. That's easier for you just to go click on the show notes of this podcast and go find out more about adult ADHD treatment from Dunn. Also, Mom, guess what's back this week? It's one of your favorite advertisers. We're talking about Manscaped because there's nothing more uncomfortable than hearing a son talk to his mother about trimming his pubic hair. So here we are. Manscaped's back. And all jokes aside, it's back for the first quarter of this year because so many of you went out and you bought it when we had it for Christmas. So thank
Yay,
you for that, by the way.
Hey, all you nice, clean men out there.
Yes.
We girls are so proud.
Manscaped is here to save your balls this new year and make the ball drop into 2022, the cleanest and sexiest ever. You set your first New Year's resolution with good intentions and join the over 4 million men worldwide who trust Manscaped with our exclusive offer, okay? When you buy this Performance Package 4.0, it's going to come, of course, with the lawnmower, which is going to take care of all the trimming of your body hair. You're going to take care of the crop preserver and your crop reviver is going to... It's going to be a long first quarter, isn't it?
It is. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
Also, a brand new body wash. We're going to be talking about body wash pretty comfortably,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
Premium body wash. That really, okay, let's have a blatant talk here. Is guys don't do a great job keeping up with this. And with Valentine's Day right around the corner, this is the gift that's going to keep on giving the whole entire year for both of you, right? I know, and I was guilty of it. When I got married, kind of progressively started going downhill. But imagine you gave this gift and you guys kind of laugh because it's fun. Like my mom and I are having fun with it, but it is like it's time. It's time. It's time to step up the grooming game. Once again, gentlemen and ladies, to get your man motivated for it. And I had somebody, Mom. Oh, I wish I could remember this now. They messaged me on Instagram and they said something about how they had picked that, maybe a shave their head, actually. Oh. I don't remember, but they chose it for something else that wasn't men's body hair. But I was like, oh dang, okay. Wow. I didn't think about that. Anyway, it's the holidays went by so quickly and you may not have time to take advantage of the offer then. So now the Performance Package 4.0 from Manscaped, go to manscaped.com and use the promo code Kramer20 to get 20% off your purchase. And then you can come on and have a nice lighthearted conversation about crotch grooming with my mom and I as well with Manscaped.
We'd love to hear all about it.
All right, we're going to get to a moment in Kramer history in a second. Before we do, hello, certified fans. We'd like to thank you every show. These are people that donate to our program. This is a program, I guess, podcast. Every month you're supporting with $5, and that's amazing. So thank you so much for the hundreds of you guys that chip in for this. And I'll tell you, because of your donations, and honestly, because of the check that came in from Manscaped for December, we are able to kick off something brand new. And my goal is by the end, and this is something that, Mom, we've kind of been talking about doing, God, probably since what, 2020? This probably honestly started, the idea started in like fall of 2020. Mm. And it just didn't seem like it was in the budget. And because it's not going to be cheap to do, but I think it's going to be really cool. Just a way to like expand the pod. Because right now, like the podcast is what it is. Like, is this like it's, and it's cool. And I like what it is, but there's not much more to it than just the podcast. Now we're going to have a different channel to kind of expand with, which I'm excited about. We'll talk about it next week, but it's because of certified fans. So thank you so much for your donations every single month. None of that money do we keep, but everything gets invested back into Certified Mama's Boy and Certified Media LLC. when you join, you get a show dedicated to you. Unless somebody can tell me how to get a stain out of stone, then they will get a show dedicated to them.
That's right.
Because I don't know what I'm supposed to do. Everyone else, you want to join us, just text the word fans, F-A-N-S, to 888-Kramer-8. And Mom, I thought of an idea to make this a little easier because it's kind of a mess having to go, as you know, in between multiple screens and we have a wheel that we spin. Mm-hmm. I was going to try to spin it from my phone and get the noise from that and then be able to hop back over the spreadsheet without this awkward time lag.
No.
You know what I mean?
Okay.
In between. So let's try this today. We're going to try to spin our wheel. We have nobody new today, but we can tomorrow by texting fans to 888-Kramer-8.
That's right.
Let me see. Do you hear that? No. I don't even hear it. I don't think it makes noise on the phone. Oh, boy. We'll get this figured out one of these days. Anyway, it's spinning. Just imagine it's... Yeah. Not yet. We're still spinning. Certified fan... What? Did it stop? Oh, 340. Certified fan number 340. Okay. That was a very long spin. Certified fan number 340 is our certified fan of the day.
Okay.
And one thing, too, that I want to get better about is when you're the certified fan is shouting you out on Instagram. This is things I'm trying to implement for the new year.
Oh, yeah. Because
I do – I want to show you guys as much love as humanly possible because I do – I really do. None of this is possible without you. And don't think – this is not like a radio show where it's a big corporation. It's just – as you can tell by this podcast, it's not a big corporation. Okay, certified fan number 340, Kayla S.
Kayla,
from Litchfield Park, Arizona, who is a great certified fan.
Great certified fan. Yeah.
She has been a certified fan since February of 2021. So almost, you're almost coming up on your 2 year, I mean, your 1 year anniversary, Kayla.
Yeah.
So thank you. Really appreciate that. Kayla, this episode is dedicated to you. Thank you for being part of making it possible with all the other certified fans. And for you, this is your bonus whoop whoop.
Yes. Whoop whoop to Kayla S. And thank you for all your posts on our fan page. You're a great contributor.
Absolutely. And that's what I'll do. So text the word fans, F-A-N-S, to 888-Kramer-8. Don't forget, we got a merch sale going on right now. If you are a certified fan, you get 30% off, and that code is on the Facebook page. If you are not a certified fan, your coupon code is number one. Since we're the number one podcast this month in Podcast Magazine, I'm giving you 20% off anything you want in the merch store. This is a way to say thank you for voting and keeping that possible. So just text merch, M-E-R-C-H, to 888-Kramer-8 and get 20% off by using the promo code number one, O-N-E, in the merch store. All right, Mom, that's going to do it for today for you. I love you.
Okay, honey. Love you forever.
A moment in Kramer history. It's the song right there. Welcome to A Moment in Kramer History. This is where we look back over some things I've done on the radio, typically in my younger year. I was actually talking to my boss, Tom, about how Panama City was like my favorite time of radio because we could just do whatever we wanted. We did this thing, and this would have totally gotten us sued now, where people would call in and It was called the Deadbeat Dad List, and they would say the person's first name and the first initial of their last name and what city they lived in. We would be like, oh my gosh, tell us what he did. And they'd be like, he, you know, blah, blah, blah. And like, y'all, that's enough to get somebody sued, to put that kind of like stuff out there. It's pretty libelous, actually, especially if you got child custody stuff wrapped. It's a mess, but we did it, and we did it for months. I don't think we ever got in trouble for it. Anyway, this is not what we're talking about. We're going to talk about marijuana today.
This actually came courtesy of Mark Wahlberg, who said that he had given up the devil's tobacco, a.k.a. the marijuana.
Right.
Which is a good thing. You know, you shouldn't be smoking the marijuana all the time. That's not good for you. Well, the reason, though, he said he gave it up was because his young daughter said to him one day, what is that smell? And he said, oh, it's a skunk. And she said, oh, you smell like that. My daddy smells like that a lot.
Yeah.
After
so she smelled
that,
weed and
yeah.
said, smell, okay.
After that, he's like, wow, this is really embarrassing when my own daughter is calling me out on smelling weed. So how, he stopped.
My question is, how in the world are you supposed to explain it to your kids when they catch you with weed? Like, what?
I don't even know.
That's the question that we want to ask right now, because there's two sides to every story. Either A, you're somebody who, you know, you were enjoying the devil's tobacco. Not that we endorse it, but I mean, you were doing it, right?
Yeah, right. Uh-huh.
And your kids walked in and asked questions about it, okay? Or maybe they found it somewhere, okay?
Right.
How in the world did you explain that? 230-WILN.
230-9456.
Or hang on, because maybe you're on the reverse. Maybe you're on the reverse of the story. And you said, listen, one time I ran into it, and at that time I didn't know what it was, and mom said it was this or whatever.
Yeah.
But then I realized later on that was weed.
Yes.
They had weed.
Yeah.
Mr. Fuller thinks, oh, by the way, call us on that one too. Mr. Fuller thinks that maybe his mother had been
doing the devil's tobacco
yes.
when
He's
I was
only,
younger.
Assuming here.
Yes, well, because, I mean, when you put certain context clues together, mm-hmm. you can only make an educated guess that
sure.
this is what was going on.
Yeah.
Well, I remember when I was younger, my mother is a smoker, and she would always smoke Salems, okay?
Oh,
okay.
Very good.
Well, but I remember sometimes when she would be in the living room, she'd say, okay, Miguel, you need to go to your room, watch Sesame Street. And I would peek out, and she would have, like, the rolling paper on the coffee table. And I don't know exactly what was going on. But then as I got older, I think I was in middle school, and I was like, Mom, were you rolling cigarettes then? What was that? And she's like, don't ask questions.
Yeah. Don't ask questions.
So she just
said.
Blew it off like, don't even deal with it.
She made it seem like it didn't happen. And then when I was in high school, I got older, I was like, Mom, were you smoking the devil's tobacco? She said, don't ask questions. No, it wasn't. You didn't see anything.
Wow.
Oh,
so
she
still,
wow.
she
still refuses to this day to answer the question.
Hi, Megan.
Hey.
How you doing?
Fantastic.
Good. Tell me this. So you had this explained to you as a kid.
Yeah, I was 11. My mother explained it to me.
Oh.
Okay, you're 11. And how in the world did your mother explain that to you?
She was in front of me.
She confronted you?
Yes, she would smoke right in front of me, and, you know, she would explain to me that this is not right.
Yeah? No, go ahead. So she said it's not right to do it, but she'd smoke it right in your face? I think I lost her. Damn it.
Megan?
Lost her in a cloud of the devil's tobacco.
Okay, hang tight.
Her mom's like,
put her on hold. Put her on hold.
Get mama some Cheetos.
I know. Look, this is wrong. Wow. I'm going to do it, but I'm just telling you not to.
Make okay. mama ham sandwich.
Hey, Emily.
Oh, man.
Hey.
You had explained to you.
Okay, yes.
Okay, you were how old?
I was about, let's see, I was like 13 maybe.
Okay.
And my friend and I were walking around in the woods, just walking around being, you know, little tomboys.
Sure.
And we found this plant, right? And I was like, wow, this looks like marijuana.
Oh, no.
And I picked the leaf off, and I took it to my dad. I was like, Dad, is this marijuana? He's like, no, that's one of them plants that just look like it. I was like, oh, okay. And then, like, 4 years later, he's like, yeah, that was weed.
Oh,
he
wow.
was growing it?
So was your dad growing it?
No, it was somebody else's.
Oh, he's probably like, I'm not getting them in trouble.
Yeah.
That's my stat.
Obviously, he knew where it was. I'm just
yeah,
saying.
He's like, no, that's
Alicia.
Yes.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
You had explained to you as well.
Yes.
How?
Well, I was probably about 5 or 6 years old, and I kept always smelling like this funny smell in the house. And my mom used to tell me she was burning incense.
And she burned some.
So as I got older in middle school, they do that drug-free week, and they bring in the different kinds of drugs. And I was smelling, you know, they had the marijuana, and you could smell it. And I knew that smell from somewhere, so I went home, and I asked my mom, I said, Mom, they have that incense in school. And she says, what are you talking about? I said, you know those incense you always burn. She's like, honey, we need to sit down and have a long talk.
Oh,
and I'm like,
no.
Okay, Mom.
Oh, my.
She's like, Mom, I smoke marijuana. I'm like, Mom, that's illegal. We're going to go to jail, you know, and I'm freaking out. She says, no, honey, I do it for medical reasons.
Oh,
and at the time, you know, it was legal for medical. And my mom had a lot of health problems and stuff, you know. So I'm like, okay. She's like, but you have to promise you'll never tell anybody because you'll get taken away. So throughout my whole life, I always thought if I ever told anybody that my mom smoked marijuana, I'd get taken away.
Oh my gosh. Wow.
And once I became an adult, I was an adult, but I was 16 when my mom passed. And right before she had passed, I told my mom, I said, you know, you made my childhood really awful for me. She's like, wow. I was like, because when my friends would talk about when in high school, you know, how they smoked marijuana and stuff, I kept thinking that if I ever tried it, I would get taken away.
Oh, no.
To this day, I'm 25 and have never smoked marijuana because I thought I was going to get taken away.
You know what?
Your mom did good.
Yeah.
Yes. She taught you the ultimate lesson. Mom.
This one sounds ridiculous. Let me take the last one. Lori.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Doing good.
Okay, where did you see this and how old were you?
I was real young. What it was is I wandered out into the living room and my parents were sitting out there with one of those water bong things with a group of their friends.
Oh, my.
You know, and I came out in the living room and it's like, well, Mommy, what you doing? And she's like, honey, she said, and she, like everybody was sitting around there like, we're blowing bubbles. Like, you're blowing bubbles? And yeah, so we blow into these little tubes. She says, and it makes bubbles and stuff. So, oh, okay. Now here's the catcher to it, you know.
Oh,
at the time, I was real little, and of course, I had regular bubbles.
Yes.
Oh, my.
So the next day and stuff, you know, Mom was in the kitchen doing something, and I got my bottle of bubbles, you know, and I poured it in the little thing.
No!
And started blowing on the tube, and my mom said, what are you doing? It's like, blowing bubbles, but it's not working. And the other thing she said, did you break Mommy's bubble blower?
Today's podcast is brought to you by BetterHelp. BetterHelp is online therapy and counseling where you can get your mental health started to become in check or whatever you're going through in less than 48 hours. Yeah. If you were to go right now to betterhelp.com/Kramer, in under 48 hours, you can start communicating with your therapist, which, by the way, such a gift. When I was going through that whole post-drug depression stuff that I was going through, craziness, it was going to take me about 3 months to get into a therapist office. And that was like on a best case scenario. So to be able to talk, if you're going through something like crisis-y right now, to be able to, let's say like divorce or something, like you need somebody now, you don't have 3 months to wait. But BetterHelp is there. It's such an easy way to do it. I love BetterHelp. It is my only way I'll do therapy from here on out because I really enjoy the process. If you're dealing with depression, if you're dealing with some stress, anxiety, family conflicts, LGBT matters, sleep issues, just some trauma that you need help with. BetterHelp is there, and 10% off your first month if you're a certified Mama's Boy listener. So go to betterhelp.com/Kramer. It's betterhelp.com/Kramer for you to get 10% off your first month of online therapy and counseling from BetterHelp.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
By this time tomorrow, I want an answer. I know someone knows how to get a damn etch. Is it etched? Stain out of a stone. And why would they make something that stains so easily? for a bathroom? You know what I mean? This is such a stupid question, but I promise you, I will celebrate you for the rest of the week if you can answer this question for me. I'm going to spend the rest of the night Googling. Have a great day. Thank you so much for listening to this podcast. Tomorrow, a brand new Ask My Mom, okay? Check out the merch store, too. Don't forget, 20% off this week. Promo code number one, N-U-M-B-E-R-O-N-E. Number one. We'll get you 20% off the merch store. Love you. See you. Bye.
Hey, Kramer, Mama Nancy. This is Stephanie from Escondido, California. I'm calling in regards to the question for Mama Nancy about the girl that doesn't want to dump her boyfriend but doesn't want him to propose again. I say spare him the pain and just leave him. If she's not interested in marrying him and having kids, which is what he wants, she should not stay with him because that's what he wants. Sorry, Kramer. I have to agree with Mama Nancy on this.
Kramer, oh my God, you've lost your damn mind. Don't be giving people advice to marry somebody who clearly doesn't want to marry them. Oh my God. I'm screaming in my car right now. Marriage is way too hard to go through it with somebody who you know from the get-go you don't want to be with. Hell to the no. And being married before, I can't believe you would even suggest that. Girl, don't listen to him. He's lost his damn mind.
Okay, that's it for today. Thanks for listening to my son's podcast, Certified Mama's Boy. Be sure to review and subscribe and tell your friends. Love you forever.